Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, September 1st, and ending on Sunday, September 7th. This is podcast number one. Podcast number two will hold all the information about Uranus's retrograde and the full moon lunar eclipse. Okay, that happened at the end of the week. But the week begins right off the bat. First thing that happens is Saturn retrograding back into Pisces at 4:07 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. By the way, Saturn has to do with labor, and it's Labor Day in the U.S. and Canada, September 1st. And what I wanted you to know is that going backwards into another sign, we're bringing up some of the old stuff that we were dealing with before Saturn moved on into Aries. And it has also the attitude of structures not being certain. We remember all this, right? From the many times you heard me say it. Things that we depended on that are dissolving or don't seem to be viable anymore. We're going to be looking at that again, and also the issues of feeling victimized and helpless, right? It's not a jolly place, I don't think, the Saturn and Pisces. It's difficult. There's pessimism, and there's skepticism, and there's fear. And we are needing to do work to keep ourselves above the water, which is also happening a lot lately, these issues with these floods, which are just amazingly prevalent all over the globe, really. And what are we doing about it? Is there a way to deal with this? Is there something we can do to prepare people? Or is it just the luck of the draw? You know, these are serious issues. And the work of cleaning up. In the United States, we're having some controversies over the sort of weakening or dismantling of an organization called FEMA, which is the federal relief. And, you know, if it wasn't for FEMA, when people in Asheville up north of me and around in the surrounding areas in North Carolina, and they were so completely devastated in the roads and how, you know, everywhere. FEMA came in right away, and was there for us. It was last September. But, you know, now it's going to be hardly there or maybe not at all available. So we have an issue. And Saturn retrograding into Pisces may be putting a lot of focus on that issue. And, you know, because people have been depending on that fact that there is going to be assistance from the country, not just what we have locally. And so the entry into Pisces on the first day, Labor Day. And that's another thing. I mean, there's a lot of different things that have taken place and have been taken away from people, right? So this is going to be during the time of the retrograde in Pisces, all right? And it will turn direct Saturn at 25 degrees of Pisces. So it goes all the way back to 25 degrees. And that will happen on November 27th. And it will still be in the sign of Pisces until it re-enters Aries on February 13th at 7:11 p.m. Eastern Time in 2026. So, you know, that's a nice bit of time to be having to look at something. And so we will see it. And if you happen to be a Capricorn, and sometimes they still include Aquarius or have one or other of those signs rising, Saturn's retrograde will feel like a general slowdown. You'll feel like it's a little harder to do things. The house in your birth chart that has Capricorn or Aquarius on the cusp will also feel a little bit of this slowdown and obstacles. And the place it's transiting in Pisces is going to be a place where you'll see some of these issues, where you may be having some fear or, obstacles or losing out on something you depended on or whatever. The fact that it's been there before, though, you may have done some work on yourself to get yourself in better shape to cope with that situation. Okay. So that happens right off the bat. And then we're in the second quarter lunar phase. And that is moving up towards that full moon at the weekend. That is the lunar eclipse that I discuss on the second podcast. So we've got the moon in expansive Sagittarius, wanting to see new greener pastures, but also wanting to connect. And it is making a good connection on Monday in a trine to Mercury in Leo all day till 7:37 p.m. You need to talk to somebody. You want to maybe feel like you're going to have a fun plan to put in motion. That's a perfect time. And you may want to be talking about things about education. Higher education is Sagittarius. Mercury can be the young, and Leo is a child. So there may be some good conversations that will come to agreements in that trine energy. However, right after that, the moon squares retrograde Saturn and Pisces. And that's just a couple of hours there after the trine completes. 9:39 p.m. is when that completes. So whatever the naysayer needs to show up, that's when they'll show up. The skeptic, the critic, the fearful one. So maybe don't talk to anybody. Just watch television and watch it on, some murder mystery or something. But it isn't the time to discuss. Definitely not. And that is when the moon goes void, of course. It's a very quick void, of course, this time, because 9:45 p.m., the moon enters Capricorn. Now, of course, that is a sign that Saturn rules. And what is it going to do right away? It's going to square Neptune. So it's sort of enhancing Saturn and Pisces, because Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And the square is suggesting until 12:20 a.m. on Tuesday that we don't know how to take action now. We don't know how to structure. We don't see the way ahead very clearly in terms of what we need to reach our goals. So we move into Tuesday, and we do have a very good aspect to get those kinds of things clear and done, and have a lot of support in the moon trine Sun in Virgo all day till 6:23 p.m. And that's the harmony of the lights. So you start to feel better internally that day with the things you're structuring and putting together and seeing your list and ticking things off on that day. The Mercury energy is shifting at 9:23 a.m. on Tuesday, and that's leaving the sort of slowed down, creative, dramatic Leo, and it's moving into one of the signs it is said to rule, which is Virgo. So analyzing, logical, trying to perfect things and wanting things to be done, wanting to give good directions, and employee pep talks. And that is coming in as our shift on Tuesday. After this lovely harmony of the lights, the moon is going to take a long time to get to the aspect at 7:20 a.m. That is a square, and that's to Mars in Libra. And so you've got somebody out there who doesn't agree with you and is willing to fight about it, okay? Or if you're the moon. Otherwise, you've got an authority that you don't agree with and you're willing to fight about it if you're the Mars energy. 7:20 a.m., that comes in. Opposition to Jupiter in Cancer, Moon in Capricorn until 8:50 a.m. Overdoing it or getting upset and annoyed by somebody's over-emotional, over-needy quality? Well, it isn't going to be comfortable, but it will pass 8:50 a.m. And then the moon in Capricorn is going to move toward the sextile, helpful opportunity to retrograde Saturn in Pisces from 8:50 a.m. to completion at 6:08 a.m. on Thursday. Now here is, again, always is, over the couple of years I've been talking about it, a time when some authority comes in and helps Saturn feel more grounded and safer, and that there might be a way. Okay, so 6:08 a.m. And then quickly the moon is void and the moon enters Aquarius at 6:32 a.m. So the Aquarius energy gets those two aspects, sextile, retrograde Neptune in Aries, 8:52 a.m., trine, Uranus, not yet retrograde, in Gemini, 9:13 a.m. So there's a lot of vision. There's a lot of future conversation. And there's a lot of, new ideas. And it feels good. The moon joining Pluto in Aquarius at 9:40 a.m., however, is good if you're working with others that are on your same wavelength. Then you'll get a lot done, but the moon with Pluto can be very obsessive about feelings. And they can have a need to control things too, Pluto, so that their feelings are the ones that prevail. And unfortunately, moon in Aquarius is going to go on to another opposition, and that's to Venus in Leo, and that doesn't complete until Friday the 5th at 5:49 a.m. And meanwhile, while that is not happening, Mars in Libra is squaring Jupiter in Cancer. 10:59 p.m. is when it's exact. So there's some kind of a law that's not going to be felt well by people who feel a need for security and nurturing. It's not a comfortable time. And also I should have said, because there was a holiday, Labor Day, if I just hop back to Monday for a while, if you are planning to leave to travel home, make sure you do that before 7:37 p.m. Because those aspects after, the square to Saturn and Pisces could have weather problems or some other kinds of obstacles. And then once we get into the moon in Capricorn, you've got a square to Neptune. So if you can get on the road while you were still in the trine to Mercury until 7:37 on Monday, it's better. Okay, I'm thinking about that because I'm looking at Friday. That's another weekend, right? And so that opposition to Venus in Leo, 5:49 a.m. on Friday. So freedom and detachment, and the moon in Aquarius can be very cool and, you know, not very nurturing and mothery. Venus in Leo wants affection and attention, probably not getting any while the opposition is in until 5:49 a.m. But we finally get a good aspect for the Aquarius moon, and that's the trine to Mars in Libra until 4:51 p.m. So that whole day until 4:51 p.m. Eastern daylight time is a great time to put out your new ideas, discuss things with people, get points of view, you know, connect on the media with people who are of your own nature about what they think is right. This is a good time. Mars trine from the moon in Aquarius. And that is the void of course. And the next thing that's going to happen is, and that's a day that Uranus is stationary, probably a couple of days this week. It's not moving to go direct, and it will retrograde at 12:51 a.m. on Saturday. And I talk about that at the beginning of the second podcast. So there is the void of course moon that's fortunately taking place with a good aspect as the last aspect, because those energies tend to flow along and remain. Moon enters Pisces at 11:54 a.m. on Saturday and makes a square immediately to Uranus and Gemini, 2:26 p.m. So, you know, you have a very sensitive moon here. All feelings, very, very difficult for them to deal with an electronic brain that's trying to say things and give them ahas or, you know, discuss something unusual. And it's no. I always mention this, and the Pisces moon will be looking at you, but if you really look at the eyes, you'll know that they're not there. They're off somewhere in their own little world while you're trying to get some point across. So after 2:26 p.m., there is no aspect again. And so we're still in this sort of, I don't know what's happening feeling. Moon in Pisces is opposing Mercury in Virgo at 3:41 a.m. on Sunday. So that's a difficult early Pisces transit. Again, somebody now, it's not as electric and, you know, it doesn't agitate the moon in Pisces, but it's trying to put down the laws of what we're doing now and how it will work, and you must this and you must that, and Pisces moon is finding a reason to leave the room. You know, that's all. And the reason is it's got to go into this big lunar eclipse right away. No, not right away. It's going to happen at 2:09 p.m. in Eastern Daylight Time when the moon opposes the sun in Virgo. And so you won't see it here because the sun is out and it's opposite the moon. So the moon's got to be where? Under the earth. Well, it's actually going to be something that is going to be seen. You can see some of it in Europe, but the major thrust is really, and it's interesting because it's all about relationships, Russia, Middle Eastern, India, China, the islands below China and between that and the middle to west coast of Australia. That's the big, big, big spot. And the Gulf between the, it also is on the very west eastern part of Africa and Madagascar. So, and we also have some Antarctic in there. So that's where they're seeing it, you know. And You'll see a full moon when it's nighttime. And it won't probably be red anymore. But, oh well. So that is a time also, just because there's a polarity here, and it's the polarity we've been talking about, Moon and Pisces. Please be gentle. Can we just listen to music? Can we meditate? Can I do my yoga or Tai Chi now? And no, we've got to do this. We've got to do that. You've got to straighten up here. You've got to clean that. That's the sun in Virgo. So it's an uneasy polarity. But it moves on, Pisces moon, and gets a beautiful trine to Jupiter in Cancer until 8:25 p.m. Oh, hooray. Feelings. Everyone's in their feelings now, and they're having a good experience. There's a lot of compassion and nurturing going on. Enjoy it. Because the next aspect for the moon in Pisces is the conjunction to retrograde Saturn. And that's going to be like half the day on Monday, September 8th. So that's the week. And again, listen to the second podcast for the major discussion of Uranus retrograde and this lunar eclipse. And next week, when we're in the third quarter, because we've just had a full moon, so we're in the disseminating, giving out third quarter, we will not see a shift. We'll be getting used to the Saturn and Pisces and the retrograde of Uranus. We'll just have regular daily forecasts. So at least it's a little bit of a rest, and we are on the downward slope of the lunar phase, because we'll be in the fourth quarter by Sunday, getting ready for the solar eclipse on Sunday the 21st. Well, it's the UN International Day of Peace. How about that? And it's right at the last degree, 29 degrees. They call it anorectic now. 29 degrees of Virgo. That's going to be a very interesting chart. Yes, indeed. So, and solar eclipse also, you're hoping to see a solar eclipse. I don't know why, because it's never that much fun to be under the rays of a solar eclipse. I don't know. I'm going to have to look, but it is taking place during the day in our neck of the woods. But I'll be talking about that another time. Best of luck and good wishes for your week ahead. And I'll say goodbye for now.